The Prime Minister met with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday in Ankara to hand in his resignation. An official statement said the President accepted Mr. Davutoglu's resignation and that the Prime Minister will stay in the post until a new government is formed. But the Turkish President did not speak publicly.
It has been 2 days. I believe the ticking clock has passed 2 days as we speak. This is an important evaluation. We are not used to this. Turks are not used to this. Our president speaks frequently, and his speeches are always broadcast on live TV. We have fallen into an abyss.
Prime Minister Davutoglu will try to form a coalition government, and the right-wing Nationalist Movement Party is seen as a possible partner. The negotiations may not be easy. The party's leadership already has criticized Mr. Erdogan's ambitions for an executive presidency, contrary to Turkey's constitution. Some of the president's former allies have criticized his pre-election statements promoting the party he helped found in 2001.
The constitution stresses impartiality. The oath that the president takes also stresses impartiality. Therefore, some of the voters reacted against the president's brazen support for one party and rhetoric against other parties.
Diğer genel başkanların da aleyhine konuşmuş olmasını tepkiyle karşılamıştır.
Opposition leaders who now could enter the government in a coalition have made clear they will not tolerate Mr. Erdogan's interference. The United States said Tuesday it is looking forward to working with Turkey's next government.
Turkey is a NATO ally of the United States, and we're committed to continuing our close political, economic, and security cooperation.
The United States has praised Turkey's efforts to block the flow of foreign fighters crossing its borders to join Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, but is urging Ankara to do more. Zlatica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.